So in 1979 and 80, I had calculated that American banks lent more to countries than they were going to be able to pay back at that interest rate and so on. And I realized we're going to have a debt default. Then I was interviewed. I went to Congress. They asked me about all of this. And in August 1972, Mexico defaults on its debt. And then, through the next 10 years, many other countries defaulted on their debt. And I thought at the time we were going to have a crisis, a debt crisis. And I couldn't have been more wrong. August 1982, when Mexico defaulted on its debts, I wasn't wrong about the debt defaults. I was wrong about the impact on the markets. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to go down, and they went up a whole lot. And so I lost money for me. I lost money for clients. I had to let people go. It was down to me as an individual, you know, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Am I going to, you know, put on my tie and commute into the city on the railroad or, you know, and all that? Or what was I going to do? But that was the best experience that happened to me. I mean, you know, it's almost the teaching me that pain plus reflection equals progress. There are lessons to be learned in that. And I learned, you know, a couple of lessons which changed everything for the future. I learned, first of all, I learned humility, the fear of being wrong and the questioning myself. How do I know I'm right? You know, arrogance. I needed some humility. Mm-hmm. And then I learned the power of diversification, because I knew that I can play many bets and lower my risk without lowering my returns by up to 80% if you can get 15 good uncorrelated return streams. So I learned that. And then I learned that I wanted an idea meritocracy. So then we began to build. So that lesson was the foundation of Bridgewater. And it exists in my mind, you know, and our portfolio, how we structure portfolios and all that.